And if you did not sign up for health insurance by Sunday's deadline and you're just now realizing that that means you're going to owe a tax penalty this year, you're in luck. The Obama administration announced today that it is extending the deadline for millions of people to enroll in health coverage for 2015 and avoid paying a penalty next year. That new special enrollment period will run from March 15th to April 30th. The administration also said today that about 800,000 people who signed up for insurance through healthcare.gov got the wrong tax information, and it's asking them to hold off on filing their taxes until the mistake can be corrected. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us with more on this. Mike, first of all, who does this extended enrollment period apply to?
Well, the Treasury Department has estimated that as many as 6 million people may owe the penalty for not carrying insurance last year. So a certain subset of that that still hasn't signed up would be on the hook for it. Though there are several exemptions. For example, if you were homeless or you had a death in the family or some sort of hardship in obtaining health insurance. And the people that use this special enrollment period, they must attest to the fact that they paid the fine for last year already and that they became aware of the consequences while they're filing their taxes. So it's you have to prove those things in order to.
So this is basically if you're going through TurboTax or one of these online tax programs and you see that you're going to owe however much money in your tax penalty and you think to yourself, oh, that's right, I forgot I have to sign up for health insurance. They'll let you get away with that.
Right. That's the purpose of the extension was to sort of appease people that didn't realize that they were going to owe this penalty until they, like you said, until they sat down to do their taxes.
And it is just the latest deadline pushback from the administration on health care since Obamacare went into effect.
Right. You know, obviously there were the problems getting the website up and running. Well-publicized problems there. Andy Slavitt, who's the deputy administrator at the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, held a conference call yesterday basically to explain why they're doing it. And he said basically, look, our intention is that people who haven't been in the communication loop, if, you know, it's obviously a very complicated law and there's a lot of twists and turns in its implementation. So, you know, this extension is, you know, sort of an acknowledgement that it would have been easy to miss the fact that you'll owe this penalty. And that's why they're doing it.
And what about the other news today that 800,000 people who enrolled in plans through healthcare.gov got the wrong tax information?
Right. And this is for people who actually did sign up. Government's basically asking them to hold off on filing their returns so that they can correct the error. They believe about 50,000 people already have done so. And they're just basically calling it a glitch, saying the wrong tax information was sent out to these people. And it resulted in miscalculations of subsidies that some taxpayers are receiving to help pay for the benefits. So they're trying to correct that as well.
Mike, how many people have signed up so far under Obamacare for health insurance?
So far, about 11.4 million have signed up, and that includes people that actually signed up last year and re-signed up this year. And it's at that point, it's kind of outrunning the administration's estimates for how many people would sign up this year.
Mike Regan of Bloomberg News with the latest news on Obamacare out today. Mike Regan, thanks so much.
Thank you.